This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let's just start off with definitions because I think there's a lot of confusion, right? What, as the mayor of New York City in a strict legal sense, what does it mean that New York is a sanctuary city?
I'm glad you're asking because I think the phrase has been misused in many ways, and I think there's probably better ways to explain it. For us, it's all about protecting people in our city, and it's about public safety in general, because what it says is, you know, we have 500,000 people who are undocumented in New York City. 500,000 people. And we need them to be protected. We need them to be part of protecting our communities. That means the relationship between the police and community is paramount. So the police do not, for example, if they learn that someone is undocumented, they do not turn that information over to the federal government. That's been the case for decades, including during Rudy Giuliani's mayoralty. That is one example of a city that respects all its residents, including the undocumented.
The logic there being, if I'm an undocumented person, I look out my window and I see a horrible crime being committed, we want that person to call 911,
yep,
and not fear that they would then have their status turned over to the federal government.
Exactly right. We want everyone in the city to cooperate with the police and know that it's not going to mean they get deported or taken away from their family. And the police are the first to tell you. I did a press conference earlier today with our police commissioner, Jimmy O'Neill, 34-year veteran NYPD. He said this is one of the bedrock principles of NYPD. We need the community to work with us and share information. They have to know it's not going to end up hurting them to do so.
Sean Spicer basically made the argument that American taxpayers are essentially subsidizing cities like the one that you represent while those cities break the law. What's wrong with that argument?
I think Sean Spicer's missing a lot of things with that argument. First of all, New York City, New York State put a lot more into the federal treasury than we get back. That's been proven for decades. So we have a big net gain on the federal treasury. Second of all, our cities are our economic engines. New York City is one of the economic powerhouses of the United States of America. And it's a city that's working, and 500,000 people in it who are working all the time and contributing to it happen to be undocumented. So, you know, there's 11 or 12 million people here who are part of our economy. Businesses all over the country have taken full advantage of their cheap labor. I mean, there's a lot of hypocrisy in this discussion.
Yeah, there is. You know, great observation. There is a lot of hypocrisy, and it goes all the way around. I mean, you know, what do you think? Do you think sanctuary cities, that it makes sense? I mean, first of all, we're trying to accommodate people who have violated the rule of law to begin with. And in order to do that, you've got to exercise this twisted logic. You're into it to the point. I mean, you know, here's the mayor of, probably the biggest city in the country. And he makes that statement. They've got 500,000 undocumented workers.
Well,
what's wrong with this picture?
What's the point of even having immigration laws if that's the case?
Yeah,
Trump said that he was going to cut certain funding to these sanctuary cities. He didn't say he was going to cut it all. And last I checked, in an article from earlier this week, they said New York City gets about $60 million every year from the federal government. Obviously, he's right. They pitch in more. But do you think illegal immigrants are paying taxes?
Well, they're not paying taxes like they're paying taxes on the goods they buy.
They pay taxes on the goods they buy, but they're paying income tax?
Yeah,
that's where most people pay a lot of their taxes.
Yeah, see, we have this underground black market labor force that's not participating in, you know, the tax responsibilities of the city or the nation, but yet they're taking advantage. And somehow that's okay. And but again, this is what has happened. The cities have left the barn doors open, and now, in retrospect, And after the fact, they're trying to justify it. I mean, you've got mayors all over. Local mayors are speaking out against this. Rather interesting, you know, their response. What do you think? Let us know at bmartinezlive.com. Get involved in the conversation. We got Dr. Paul Kengor coming up in just a moment. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after the top of the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is there. All our past shows, interviews, things that you've loved and wanted to share with anybody, they were all right there. Just download them at your convenience and enjoy our gift to you. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Paul Kengor, as I mentioned, is with us, professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Dr. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Happy New Year. It's been a while since we've had a chance to, you know, talk and, you know, palaver about all this stuff. Hey, the local mayors, in response to, you know, President Trump saying, hey, look, we're going to put pressure on these sanctuary cities. It was a campaign promise. It's all about the rule of law. And you got Mayor de Blasio going, wait a minute, you know, you don't understand. You know, we have a half million, basically, we got a half million people breaking the law here in New York. But we're gonna use some twisted logic to justify why we should obfuscate the rule of law.
Yeah, isn't it kind of interesting, Bill, how you have these liberals who are all about nationalism and doing everything at the federal level in Washington, D.C., and you know, nationalizing abortion policy, marriage, you know, everything else, executive orders, they suddenly become states' rights fanatics, right?
Yeah. Human rights. I mean, they're yelling at the Republicans and the businessmen for taking advantage of cheap labor. It's all their fault. But yet, you know, it's like, okay, now, but we're going to protect the insanity and somehow support it. I mean, how messed up is this?
Yeah, and look, it's I'll go back to the Constitution, which is something that they don't like as liberals, as progressives, as in Bill de Blasio's case, as a former communist of all things. Mm. But you know, the Constitution, it's the president, it's the White House, it's at the least the federal government that deals with national security and has to deal with these literal issues of borders. And, So this is totally in the purview of the executive and of Washington. And, you know, de Blasio can yell and scream all he wants, but I think the really nice thing about Trump is that Trump doesn't give a damn. You know,
he's gonna
go right ahead here, and de Blasio can scream all he wants. Trump's gonna be Trump.
Yeah, well, you know, the majority of Americans look at this and go, how does this make sense? I mean, we want bad people on our streets so they can tell on the other bad people.
Right.
Really?
Well, and they are illegal immigrants. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I have a really soft spot for this, for immigration. I always have. I mean, my grandparents were Italian immigrants. They came over. I mean, I think my great grandfather came over illegally as a stowaway on a ship of all things.
Right.
So I don't want to be putting you know, 5 million people on buses and sending them over the border if they've been here for 10 or 15. Look, it's a complicated situation, but at the very least, I mean, you've got to enforce the laws of the state, and you have to at least, you know, have some type of border wall or security that's going to enforce the laws that are there to begin with. And, you know, people that are illegal are, in fact, illegal. I mean, I've got, speaking of Italy again, I've got Italian friends who have been trying to come here for decades, and they can't come because there's this little tiny cap on the number of people that can come in from places like Italy, not to mention Ireland, Germany, countries in Western Europe. But if you live right at the border, you can just stream over the border illegally.
Exactly.
You just can't do that. You can't have that.
Well, Paul, you know, you think about, you know, this kind of black cloud that lies over these people. I mean, let's think about what they're subjected to. I mean, you know, they can't count on the police to, you know, protect them, because if they do, you know, then it's going to bring in immigration on them. You know, it's this shadow marketplace and almost shadow government that operates, that's, you know, kind of the neighborhood bullies take over and they run, you know, run these communities. You know, what's fair for these people? I mean, we're not even talking about that and how these people are manipulated, you know, by their local community, supposedly, that Bill de Blasio is talking about so wonderfully. You know, we've got to protect, you know, this compromise, but they're walking around with a shadow thinking, gosh, am I going to get, you know, deported here at any moment? And, you know, this fear that is about them. Look, we all have stories. And, you know, for my grandfather, on my mother's side, when they came across, he had to dig deep into his pocket and pay a penny for his citizenship when he came here. But fortunately he had a skill, and that's what, you know, allowed him to stick around. But, you know, he came here and both he and my grandmother became American citizens. But my grandfather, you know, the fact be known, he didn't want to be an American citizen. He was a Mexican true and true, even though the Mexican government had taken land from him and beat him up and left him for dead on several occasions. That's what he believed in that. But, you know, everybody has their story, but more important, Paul, and this is, I think, what you're saying as well, is that people need to live outside of the shadows. We don't need to have them be invalidated or compromised, you know, for what it does, not only for them, their families, their kids. I mean, if you're concerned about their kids, why would you want this as part of their family legacy, that their parents were living in the shadows, you know?
Well, and it's typical of liberals, Bill, that, you know, when liberals want to help you, right, you're better off to say, don't help us, please,
right?
I mean, they and the these communities are filled with people who are victimized by this, not just the people who don't know their status, but also, you know, crime. And look at places like Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And the irony is that, yeah, the people in the red states who want to try to enforce immigration and so forth, yeah, they tend to be in areas where they're not affected by immigration at all. I mean, you know, guys in Wyoming who work out on their farms, you know, they're not affected by this whatsoever.
Mm.
So it tends to be the populations in these big Democratic states. Mm. But
Paul, we're all affected because you have money going in the wrong direction.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You know, when we're $20 trillion in debt and, you know, de Blasio and the rest of the liberals will say, well, you know, in the big scheme of things, it's minor what kind of money we're putting toward this. Oh, really?
They say that about everything.
Yeah, exactly. And then what happens? You know, is it a little bit of a lie is okay? Is it all right to tell a white lie? I mean, does that have any effect? I mean, should we not be concerned about people's emails who are in charge of our national security, that they would get hacked? It's no big deal. That's yesterday's news. Let's move on.
Sure.
But meanwhile, you know, then we wonder why 50 years later we still have the same problems.
Yeah. No, that's right. It's a little bit here, a little bit there, and it all adds up, and it becomes an overwhelming burden. No, it's true.
Well, and this is why Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, is saying, what is wrong with this? I mean, you know, for a while they had their head down, just, you know, just working hard, trying to survive. And they managed to, you know, somebody woke them up, thank God. And they go, what? You know, what's happening to our country here, right?
That's right. You got it. You got it.
Yeah, pretty crazy stuff, I'm telling you. Well, speaking of crazy stuff, when we come back, Paul and I are going to get into, of all things, because we're brave men. And it takes a brave man to talk about the Women's March in D.C. this past weekend. Lord have mercy. We're fools fear to tread. Here we go. Paul Kangor is with us, a professor of political science, the executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Just about 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powder. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning. Because today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Paul Ken Gore is with us. Paul, not only did the president, return everything back to the people, as it should be, based on the Constitution, a government of, for, and by we the people, and some of the people, with a little bit of help, you know, from people like George Soros, $90 million of investment money, said, hey, let's have a get-together here. We'll make some cute little hats, and we'll get the women all revved up. And, oh, you know, you women here, that you guys are in for choice and life and that, you're not invited. You're not part of the reindeer games. These are special reindeer games here, and you got to wear a hat, and you get a special handshake and decoder ring to participate here. And you wrote about it, and about the Women's Marchers Unite, huh?
Right, yeah, I think you're referring to, if I can say this on the air, they call themselves the March in Washington, along with groups like Free the Nipple and Got a Girl Crush.
Oh, wow.
Those are some of the other organizations. Yeah, the principal sponsors were Planned Parenthood, Emily's List, NARAL, and that's fitting, Bill, because these women's marches are always about three things: abortion, abortion, and abortion. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to. But what really struck me about this one, and I had a student who emailed me on this, and he said, hey, have you taken a look at the website of the Women's March? You should take a look. One of the sponsors is Communist Party USA.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I'm not surprised. So I went and I looked, and there it was, Communist Party USA. It was actually one of the sponsors of the Women's March, as was the Democratic Socialists of America, which is, you know, just what it sounds. I mean, the word Democratic Socialist,
right,
makes it sound a little bit better, but the least.
And of which, Paul, let me interrupt you for just info. Might interject regarding the Democratic Socialist. About 70, 80 legislators, we're talking at the federal level, are card-carrying members of the Democratic Socialist Party.
That's exactly right. And,
right.
And they should know that Vladimir Lenin considered himself a Democratic Socialist.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Herbert Marcuse, the cultural Marxist, the Frankfurt School cultural Marxist. So they're just, again, using terms here like progressive, social justice. They're using these as code words for the radical left ideology that they believe in. And what really floored me, Bill, as I started navigating around the Women's Marchers website, was when I went to the page that said co-chairs, honorary co-chairs for the march, and literally listed at the very top was Angela Davis. Mm-hmm. Angela Davis.
Wow.
And for people who don't know that, who don't know who that is, you know, anyone over 50, maybe over 40 can tell you, Angela Davis is the most famous, infamous, notorious, prominent female communist in the history of America. She ran on the Communist Party USA presidential ticket with Gus Hall. Gus Hall was the head of Communist Party USA for literally 40 years. She ran as the vice president on the CPUSA presidential ticket in 1976 and 1980. She was wanted by the FBI. She was one of the 10
most wanted
FBI fugitives in the United States in the 1970s. She was one of only like four co-chairs. Honorary co-chairs for the Women's March, and she stood up there and she gave a speech at the rally. So this was one giant radical left, crazy, abortion fest, and any of the women who went there, and I know some of them, I mean, they have no idea, apparently, what suckers they were. What dupes and useful idiots they were for the radical far extreme left.
Yeah, they're all part of that big number that all the progressives and CNN and MSNBC have been quoting, these women that turned out, but they forget and ignore the women that were turned away. If it was truly a cause for women, I mean, clearly this was an ideological love fest. But as you say, and I'm glad you put it that way, that a lot of these women were duped into this. And this follows the case. I mean, from day one, ever since this movement has been around, I've heard time and again where, you know, the catchphrase is it sounds good and inviting and enticing for the women that don't know better. And then they attend these conferences, and it is all about abortion. It's about, sexual permissiveness and, demonstrations and the whole dark road of sex exploitation and that. That is just, it's disgusting, you know, for, I would say, reasonable and civil people. And,
well, it really is. Yeah, it is dark. I mean, that's a good word to use there. They, among other groups that they turned away from the Women's March were crisis pregnancy centers.
Yes.
And I mean, so is the only real, and of course we know the answer to this, for feminists, yes, is the only real woman a pro-choice woman, a woman who favors abortion? Actually, that's what feminists believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the media coverage for this event was unbelievable. I went to my computer last Saturday morning, and I checked my usual websites, about a dozen of them. I went to CNN.com, and I was expecting to go there and see what executive orders that President Trump had signed. CNN was just filled with about 10 different articles about this Women's March.
Mm.
And I thought, look at this. I mean, the amount of attention was enormous. My wife and three of my kids are leaving tonight to go to the March for Life tomorrow in Washington, D.C. And I guarantee you, Bill, and I know this because I watch it carefully every year, at best, CNN might have one article on the March for Life tomorrow. That'll be it. And, in fact, I saw, I think it was at the Blaze yesterday, there was a study, is probably by the Media Research Center, that the media gave 169 times more coverage to the Women's March than they did for the March for Life last year. And I'm surprised that it was that. I would have thought it was 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I think it was probably 169 times more coverage to the Women's March this year than maybe all combined March for Life.
Right.
That have gone on in Washington. So it's really, really sick and really, really, really quite sad.
Yeah. Well, people need to understand that this is a cultural war of culture wars. It is so intensified, Paul, and that, conservatives need to understand, hey, look, it's a war out there. Put on your helmet and get your seatbelts on and take your stand. And having done all to stand, keep standing.
And don't be a sucker, right?
Right.
You know, don't let the other side fool you and trick you through disinformation and misinformation. And that's something that the communist movement has always excelled in. I mean, they know that they can count on liberals and kind of softer left people to be complete dupes, so easily manipulated and misled. And here again, wow, they pulled it off beautifully. I mean, imagine, I don't know, 10,000, 50,000, 100,000, I don't know how many women were truly there last weekend, but imagine them lining up to be rallied by Comrade Angela Davis.
Exactly.
I mean, what a bunch of suckers.
Right. Well, are we surprised? I mean, we've had a generation of young people that aren't taught the U.S. Constitution. In too many universities across this country, they're taught to disdain American values. The voice of Jeremiah Wright and others, and other communist ideologues have spoken into the culture like as if it's gospel. And sadly, too many of our young kids and this next generation coming up have bought into it hook, line, and sinker, and have ignored the empirical data, and they don't even realize who it is they're following, because a lot of these kids, they don't know who Angela Davis is. We do. We grew up with it. We understood what's going on. They don't understand Bill Ayers. All they think is he's been validated because he's on a college campus, and they've given, the institution has given him place. This guy's still a radical. He's still promoting radical ideas. But all in the name of the First Amendment right, Paul. We've given them an incredible amount of space and validity. That is all very dangerous to the very fiber and foundation of our country. Paul Kangor, we got to leave it right there. Always look forward to talking to you. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right,
thank you. Dr. Paul Kangor on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Some days I barely hold on. When life drags me down, I want to let go.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You rescue me and I believe that God is love and He is all.
You and for you, America. That's what this is all about. You are forgotten no more. You haven't been forgotten for a long time on this show, that's for sure. For 8 years, that has been our commitment to give a voice to the voiceless. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For 8 years, our next guest, Abby Johnson, who has been on with us many times, and I appreciate all that Abby has endured and what she has chosen to do with that which she endured with. She worked her way up the ranks in Planned Parenthood, rising to the rank of clinic director, but became increasingly uncomfortable with the organization, its methods, and its goals. Despite this, she stayed with Planned Parenthood and strove to help the women who came to her clinic. All of that changed on September the 26th, 2009, when Abby was asked to assist with an ultrasound-guided abortion. It opened her eyes so dramatically, it was life-altering. She has given us a gift in her latest book titled The Walls Are Talking, Former Abortion Clinic Workers Tell Their Stories. If you have read the book, you know what I'm talking about. It is heartbreaking. It is revealing. It is absolutely enlightening. I would say that, just only for concern, and this is where Abby's coming from as well. For the women, the very souls of these women that participated in what happened in Washington, D.C. And this is not a political issue as it is a truth issue. If they had their hands on this book and understood what Planned Parenthood was truly about, and Abby, let me bring you on here right now. And I think this is the positive thing that's happening across the country and relevant to Planned Parenthood, relevant to abortion, is you now have anecdotal, ground-level empirical evidence of the reality of abortion and its effect 60 million babies later, and the women are starting to speak up and saying, I just don't want this as part of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I mean, I think that we've had, you know, pro-lifers have said, well, we think this is what's happening in the abortion clinics. We think this is what's happening in the industry. But now with our ministry, you know, we have 330 women who can say, yes, this is happening. You know, they can confirm some of the things that they've heard, some of the stories that they've heard. And I think that we have more and more people turning against the abortion industry, turning against Planned Parenthood, and saying, you know, we don't, this isn't healthcare, and we don't want our tax dollars funding this. They can fund themselves if they want to remain open, but we don't want to fund a corrupt organization such as Planned Parenthood.
We don't want to support death. I mean, you know, we're about life. And all that that represents, I mean, that's powerful. I mean, we're, you know, coming up a little bit later on in this morning's show, we're going to be talking about the Kermit Gosnell story. And Gosnell's the tip of the iceberg. And in typical form with our country, we can't handle the truth. We handle a little bit, and it's like, okay, let's deal with this, and let's put our heads back in the sand again. But there are many Kermit Gosnells still out there because, you know, people like Planned Parenthood and the ideologues that promote abortion have given them cover. And then they, you know, take one big step back, you know, like what happened here, you know, with, you know, the sale of fetal body parts. I mean, nobody there went to jail, but the guy that's the whistleblower goes to jail. I mean, what is messed up about that?
Well, I mean, that's pretty typical. You know, Planned Parenthood is generally very protected by lawmakers and very protected by the public. You know, there was a survey that was done a few years ago. Only 50% of the population even knows that Planned Parenthood performs abortions. Wow. Yet they are our largest abortion provider. And so that's why it's important for pro-lifers to, you know, get on social media, to go to your local marches, to speak with the people, you know, in your community of friends and your local groups that you're a part of. Because so many people don't know the reality of abortion. They think it's rare. They think it's not happening very often. They don't realize that a million babies are being killed every year by abortion. They don't realize that Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider. They don't know what's going on. And so it's up to us. We cannot be silent on this issue. And I think for too long, pro-lifers have said, well, we don't want to offend our friends. We don't want to offend our family. We don't want to offend people on social media. So we're just not going to talk about it. But that's ridiculous. We have to talk about this because the more we talk about it, the more lives will be saved.
Well, and my cry is and call is to rally the men who have been affected by abortion. I've referred to it as the silent cry yet to be heard. You know, if the truth be known, men are waking up to the reality that their sons and daughters have been murdered, and we've all been complicit in it. And, you know, and I believe that there's yet to be a cry, a scream, like the cry of Rachel, but from the male side of this in realizing what's done. Grandmas, you know, grandparents have been affected, and I'm starting to hear stories where we're hearing, you know, testimonials from grandparents that are realizing what has happened, that they've lost a grandchild and grandchildren. You know, this is the truth. So here's the contrast. You have women coming together in Washington, D.C., all under the guise of it's my body, it's all about abortion, nobody's going to tell me what to do, and that's their story. They're going to absolutely stick to it because to deal with the truth of abortion, as some women have, thankfully, have come to that realization of what it's all about and have appreciated that even in spite of what choices they made, supported by a government that kind of gave its good housekeeping seal of approval on it and said, hey, it's okay, it's no big deal. But yet, You know, it has become a moral issue that is waking women up around this country and men as well at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, hey, there is something awful that I have done here and it doesn't sit well with me. And I don't care how many parades and how many activists I listen to, I'm still bothered by it. So what is the truth behind this nudging and this thing that is keeping me awake at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, you know, I attended the Women's March to have a pro-life presence there.
Mm-hmm.
And
even though you were not invited, you weren't supposed to be there.
That's right. We were formally disinvited from the march, but we went anyway. And it was really sad to me. You know, at one point in time, you know, the marchers, they were walking by and they were, you know, yelling. I mean, some of them screaming in our faces. You know, my body, my choice. And I just looked at them. There was just really, I felt just so much sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Looking out at this crowd of women, hundreds of thousands of them, and realizing that at least 30% of those women had an abortion.
Yeah.
Which means that many more have probably been affected by abortion in some way. And it's heartbreaking because they're so angry. But their anger is really coming from hurt. They just don't know the difference.
Right.
They don't
exactly
see the difference.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It is a powerful emotion, and it can confuse people because you don't want to deal with the reality of what you did. And as you know, Abby, this can be rather crushing, you know, for women that realize, you know, they come to the understanding of what choice they made with their body and their choice.
Yeah, and it's hard to admit. I mean, I've had two abortions. I've worked in the abortion industry for 8 years. It's hard to admit that you have been wrong on such a fundamental issue. But that's why we have to reach these women with love and compassion and let them know that we are here for them in this movement.
It's about building bridges, no doubt about it. And, of course, we've got the March for Life coming up this weekend. And you will forewarn people that there will be an incredible contrast in media coverage between the two events, right?
Yeah, you know, the silver lining is that because the Women's March was so heavily covered, I think we are going to get better media coverage this year at the March for Life than ever before.
Well, you know, from from your lips to the media's ears, we'll pray that will be the case. Abby Johnson, author of the book The Walls Are Talking, former abortion clinic workers tell their stories, the whole truth and nothing but. Abby Johnson, thank you so much for being with us. Always an honor. 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex.
Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, here it is. Lights are action camera. We got it. Steve-O, the movie guy, is with us. Yes, direct from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. The one, the only, Steve, the movie guy. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and we have so much to talk about.
Boy, don't we. We got box office, we got Oscars, La La Land. I mean, I'm dancing, I'm telling you.
It's all happening.
Yeah.
Let's start with the box office.
Okay.
Number one last weekend, really exceeding everybody's expectations, making about $40 million at the box office.
Were you surprised as much as I was on that?
Well, I knew there was interest, but yes, this is M. Night Shyamalan's first number one opening in over a dozen years. I mean, the guy's a talented guy, but he's had a dry spell. Well, that's over. You know, it's the fourth largest opening in January ever, $40 million. Wow. Triple X, Return of Xander Cage, number two, make it about 20. Hidden Figures, number three. Sing, number four. And La La Land was number five. It should break $100 million this weekend.
Oh,
that was
what
was happening last weekend. Then, of course, we have a few movies opening up this weekend. Resident Evil, the final chapter, is coming out. This is the sixth installment of this video game inspired franchise. I have to admit, I'm way behind on this one. I haven't seen the other five. However, if you are a Resident Evil fan, you got to be there this weekend. This is picking up immediately after the events of Resident Evil Retribution. We have Alice, played by Mia Djokovic. She is the only survival of what was meant to be humanity's final stand against the undead, and now she must return to where the nightmare began, the Hive in Raccoon City, where the Umbrella Corporation is gathering its forces for a final strike against the only remaining survivors of the apocalypse. It's all in there. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but like I say, if you are a Resident Evil fan, you got to check this one out.
You know, if you're steeped in this stuff, I mean, what does it do to your perspective?
I don't know. I mean
do you find yourself in an alternate universe or something, you know?
You got the apocalypse. You got the undead in this thing. I don't know. It's a workout. Just reading about it is a workout. All right. A Dog's Purpose also coming out this weekend.
I've been looking forward to this. This is fun.
Well, you know what? It looks terrific. 30% of the critics are recommending. We'll talk about that in just a moment. This is about a dog who looks to discover his purpose in life over the course of several lifetimes. And owners, A Dog's Purpose shares the soulful and surprising story of one devoted dog who finds the meaning of his own existence through the lives of the humans he teaches to laugh and to love. bit of a controversy around this. Of course, we had this video that surfaced, shot on a cell phone. They were trying to get the dog to go in the river, and it looked like the dog didn't want to go.
Exactly.
So there was some rumors that maybe the dog was mistreated. That seems to have been put to rest. Here's what the critics are saying about this. It's a weepy that can be tough to resist. And another person saying, all that reincarnating is hard work, and watching it unfold is a slog, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think if you're into this sort of thing, if you liked Old Yeller, you're going to love this one. It's called The Dog's Purpose.
I think that's what messed me up, because Old Yeller, I think it was 5 or 6 when I saw Old Yeller. And I just was,
life, huh?
Yeah, I just never been the same. I mean, I love dogs, but the problem I have with dogs is they just don't last long enough, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
That's really the heartbreak of them.
I have a couple, and it's amazing how close you get with these crazy critters, as they say.
Exactly.
All right, also this weekend, a movie which I'm going to go see because it looks so good. I'm not sure it is. I'll let you know. It's called Gold. This is with Matthew McConaughey. All right. Only 33% of the critics are recommending this thing. Kenny Wells, a prospector desperate for a lucky break, teams up with an eager geologist, sets off on a journey to find gold in the uncharted jungle of Indonesia. They find it, and mayhem ensues. Here's what one critic is saying. Gee, this is one of those movies that sounds on paper like it should be terrific. Unfortunately, they don't show movies on paper. So I don't know. I'll let you know how it goes. It's Matthew McConaughey, and it looks like it should be a lot of fun out this weekend. Do you want to talk about the Academy Award?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Anything else you want? We have a couple of others opening, but they're minor movies, so we could jump right into the awards.
Yeah, let's do the awards. I thought maybe also, you know, going back to what broke the last weekend, Founder, you know, unlimited release, I guess, didn't even crack the top 10. I was going to ask you about that. What did you think?
It's limited release, so I think it's going to, of course, expand, and we're going to see more from it as the weeks go by. I thought it was terrific. This is the story of Ray Kroc, who was this sales guy who was out trying to sell milkshake machines. He runs across a little-known restaurant in San Bernardino, and the McDonald's brothers had discovered the secret formula for fast food. In other words, before that, it had been car hops, and you had to wait, you know, and all that. No, they said, well, why don't we just have people come up to the window? We'll design this thing so we can make a hamburger in about 30 seconds, get people on their way. And it was revolutionary. Ray Kroc realized the potential. He wasn't a nice guy. He took this idea, ran with it, and kind of left the McDonald's brothers high and dry. But it's an interesting look at American business, and you have to ask yourself, would there be a McDonald's without Ray Kroc? I don't think so.
No, not at all. That's all. Everybody has their purpose and their part and role to play. But, yeah, some of this stuff is bittersweet when you consider what the McDonald brothers, the price they paid.
Well, they were compensated, but, it became, as we know, a huge, huge company. They didn't participate in the profits like they should have. And Michael Keaton is just terrific in this part. I mean, I really can't say enough about it. I mean, it really is a great story, and Michael Keaton is terrific. Check it out. It's called The Founder, which is going to be at a theater near you soon because it will get a wider release.
Exactly. Okay. Well, we got Jimmy Kimmel hosting the awards. I want to see Guillermo in there. I love Guillermo, but I doubt that he'll show up. But but it's going to be fun. The Academy Awards, and boy, a lot of pitchers, huh? This time around, well, we got nine.
Yeah, we have nine
best pitchers.
Of course, the big news: La La Land being nominated for 14 Academy Awards. This ties a record shared by All About Eve and, of course, Titanic. I mean, it could be a big, big night for La La Land, and of course, Meryl Streep. Nominated for her 20th Academy Award. Can you believe it?
Well, yeah, I think Donald Trump's having a hard time. I mean, she's a hack actress,
So much for being over.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You get involved in politics, it can get messy, let me tell you.
I guess so. But she, of course, nominated. Well, let's start at the top. We usually go bottoms up. Let's start with Best Picture. Here they are. We have Arrival being nominated, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. Now, they can nominate 10. They've nominated 9. Mm-hmm. No Deadpool. They thought maybe Deadpool might be nominated. Mm-hmm. And no Sully. And no Tom Hanks for the Best Actor.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no solid walk in here, you know. I think people are leaning to La La Land because of the Golden Globes. But, well, I'll tell you, there's some tough competition.
Right. La La Land, of course, won at the Golden Globes, but then they separate music, comedy, and drama. We had Moonlight winning the Golden Globe, and, you know, because they do separate them there. I don't know. I got to go with La La Land. I think it's going to be a big
I'm with you on it. I got to tell you, though, again, you know, congratulations to Mel Gibson with Hacksaw Ridge. I mean, that is a terrific movie. It's not going to win, but it is just a great, great movie.
Well, the big news there is that Mel Gibson has been nominated for Best Director.
Exactly. Yeah,
Mel
back.
Gibson has been a bit of a pariah in Hollywood for the last 10 years. He certainly has gone through his tough times. It looks like maybe Mel Gibson is being welcomed back into the fold. Maybe his time in the wilderness is over. Mm. We'll talk about Best Director in a moment.
Right.
Lead Actor, that's going to be an interesting category. Mm. We have Casey Affleck with Manchester by the Sea. That's the odds-on favorite. Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge. Ryan Gosling for La La Land, that would be my choice.
Mm-hmm.
Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic, and Denzel Washington for Fences. Once again, no Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool, that a lot of people thought he may be nominated for that, and no Tom Hanks for Sully.
Exactly.
People thought he would be in there as well. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm like you. I'm still kind of trying to get my brain around that Tom Hanks was ignored, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm with you. I like Ryan Gosling. That's my choice as well.
Okay, lead actress. We have Isabelle Huppert for Elle.
Yes.
We have Ruth Negus.
International star. We're going international there.
Yes, we are. You know, that's kind of a surprise. There's no Annette Bening in this category. A lot of people thought she would be nominated for a movie called 20th Century Women. I saw it a couple of weeks ago. She is that movie. I mean, she does a terrific job, carries the entire picture. She should be nominated. She isn't. Instead, we have Isabelle Huppert with a movie that very few people have heard of or seen. We have Ruth Negga for Loving, Natalie Portman for Jackie. She was great. Emma Stone, La La Land. That, of course, is my favorite. I've been in love with Emma for years.
Yep.
Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Jenkins. As we were saying, her 20th Academy Award nomination. I think it's got to go for Emma. I've got to be Emma Stone, but what do you think?
Well, you know, you've got, you're leading the way here. You're doing a great job. I'm right with you. I mean, I thought Emma just did a wonderful job. And of course, it's just perfect. You know, when you get, you know, the stars that complement each other, a script, you know, the whole package here, it just really, you know, rises to notice in such a way that, It just kind of like it feeds one on the other, you know, Ryan feeding into Emma, Emma feeding in, you know, it's just a, you know, they complement each other. So,
and it is a movie shot in Los Angeles about making movies in L.A., so it has a foot in the door right there.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting. Coming up on February the 26th, the 89th Academy Awards.
Could be a lot of fun here, without a doubt. And, of course, we got, we're just about wrapped up here, but supporting actor, you want to touch on that real quick? And
supporting actor, I think it has to be Mahershala Ali for Moonlight, Jeff Bridges, Lucas Hedges, and Deb Patel, and Michael Shannon all nominated. And best supporting actress, got to be Viola Davis for Fences. Mm. She's been winning everything.
A lot of buzz around her, right? Wow.
A lot of buzz around that one as well.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot to look forward to, and of course, there's still plenty of action there. I'm still catching up on some of the past movies I need to get out to see as well. So we'll see you at the Cineplex. You know, the big popcorn, because I'm just in that kind of mood always. Steve, the movie guy. Thank you, Steve-O.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Have you ever wanted